Many different opportunities are available to monitor Utah's waters. We're checking options next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Find a variety of water monitoring options. Eli Robinson with Utah's Water Watch program reveals the range available.
If you have some experience monitoring, whether you've already done our Tier 1 program, or perhaps you have a science background, you've worked in a lab somewhere like that, maybe you're a high school teacher, and you want to take the monitoring to another level, you know, our Tier 1 program really monitors kind of more basic parameters at a less precise level. So if you want to bump that up a little bit, produce better quality data, or work on specific projects, so maybe they're going in and making some improvements to a stream, they can plant, improve the health of the riparian areas, so make the plants that live along the stream a little healthier, reduce the amount of pollution going to the stream. Well, you're going to want to monitor that to show that what you did to that stream actually made the water quality better. So the Tier 2 program, we're going to train people up so that when you have these projects going in, they can monitor before the project and after to show a change in dissolved oxygen or nutrients or anything like that. And you're going to be trained on how to collect those higher quality data to show that change or show that improvement in water quality. So for our most dedicated volunteers, people who really want to go out there and be part of this really cool program, NOAA is actually pairing data from their satellites. So they're looking at these lakes from the air, and they're pairing that data with volunteer-collected data on what type of algae are present. So you go out once every 2 weeks to a reservoir and collect a water sample and bring it back to a lab where we have microscopes. Just go ahead and email us at waterquality@usu.edu.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.